People caught littering in England now face on-the-spot fines of up to £150. The penalty, which came into force across England over the weekend, is almost double the previous amount of £80. Now, if it's in Northern Ireland and you get caught for throwing litter, you face £80 of a fine, which is reduced to £60 if paid within 10 days. But should we be considering increasing our fines here? Maybe bringing it into line with England? Because if you're caught doing something like that, you're caught red-handed, it's your fault, you're going to be prosecuted, you're going to be punished, and maybe 60, 80 quid is simply not enough. Commentators Fionnuala Meredith and Newton Emerson join me. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Denny.
Fionnuala, we'll start with you. Now, no one likes, well, apart from I would assume people that think it's okay to throw down litter, no one likes a litter lout. So why not stick it to them and make them pay, hit them in the pocket?
Yeah, whack up the fines, I definitely think so. I mean, it really is such a disgusting practice when you think about it, but it comes with such a sense of entitlement. It's like, well, I'll just do what I like. I couldn't give a stuff about anyone else or an environment that we all have to share. I'll just chuck that crisp packet down in the street and wait for someone else to clear it up. You know, there's nothing defensible about it. So, you know, obviously it's hard to catch people littering, but at least if they whack the fines up a bit, it might form some kind of deterrent.
Newton?
Well, I'm not disagreeing with anything that Fionnuala's saying there, but this is two separate problems of the fine and enforcement. And when Belfast City Council has discussed raising the fine before, they haven't talked so much about enforcement, about putting new enforcement officers on the street or helping them to do their jobs, giving them more support. And so it becomes a situation a bit like the bus lanes, where it doesn't matter what the fine is if nobody thinks they're going to get caught.
Yeah.
So you need to look at enforcement. If you're going to set a fee, and again, no research appears to have gone into this from our councils, into a fee level that would sustain and pay for an offsetting level of enforcement, I think you also need to consider that £150 is getting you into the territory where the punishment no longer fits the crime. There are going to be a large number of people who genuinely will struggle to pay that, certainly on an on-the-spot basis. They might face further action. Court, you're going to have stories coming out of genuine hardship and official excess, and people will lose support for the system.
Well, what about Newton? What about naming and shaming people? If you commit certain traffic offences, you'll end up in court and your name will probably end up in the paper. And that itself surely is a deterrent to some people, because then your neighbours are reading it, your family are reading it, there's no way to hide it. Should we consider this with littering? Because it is a really disgusting thing to do.
Well, I mean, it's so easy now, of course, to do that, thanks to the internet. And I'm sure the council could just set up a page where they slap people's pictures up. The wardens do take pictures of you. They have cameras on their jackets. It does raise a few legal issues, privacy issues, data protection issues. I think that you would need to check if doing something that drastic actually worked. Did it cause enforcement, or did it just provoke hostility against the wardens? What you want to do in a problem like this, and it is a very entrenched problem in Belfast, is you don't want to make it an other battleground.
I have talked about this many times, and there's a combination of people throwing litter and fly tip, and I live in North Belfast, and if you sort of head out of the city, there are some roads that are absolutely stinking. But it's at the point now where I am embarrassed. If I am bringing someone to my house, I am embarrassed driving along the road.
Fly tipping is a completely different issue.
Because in some areas it looks like fly tipping, and some areas it's clearly not. It is just, there is so much litter that has built up and has been blown along the road. It is like you're driving through some kind of freak show with litter and rubbish just everywhere.
It's not a completely different issue in the sense that it's all about dumping waste illicitly, isn't it? I mean, it's the same issue in that sense. But one thing I think that's interesting, apparently the practice of issuing these fixed penalty notices like you've been talking about for dropping litter, apparently that actually dropped last year. But there's been more spending on cleaning up. That's kind of depressing. You know, they're just, in a way, is there some kind of acceptance of actually, well, people are just going to do this stuff? You know, I suppose you got to come back down to some kind of public education thing, which always sounds awful. It sounds really patronising. But, you know, and I suppose the council tried to do that, didn't they? Have some adverts up saying, you know, dropping litter makes a pig of you and so on. I'm not sure that sort of thing really works. It is a really intractable problem. The thing that really gets me, though, is when you see people driving along in their cars,
yeah,
they do tend to be I notice, it's purely anecdotal, but from my experience, it seems to be the biggest, fanciest cars where you see people doing this.
Nonsense. I knew you were going to say that, Fionnuala. No, no. Next year we'll name in brands and say it's men that drive certain cars. I was driving through kind of the outskirts of Antrim town on Sunday, and there were a lot of people about, and I watched coming on the footpath the opposite way, a mother, a daughter and a child, a son, who he looked about 8 or 9, and he was carrying a packet of crisps and a bottle of 7-Up, a green bottle, and she was walking behind him, the mother, and he just threw it onto the grass verge right in front of her, and she didn't even register that he had done it. And I thought, that is part of the problem, because if your parents think, you know, do what you want, that's someone else's job, we're keeping someone in employment, then, you know, the attitude will never seep down to your kid to know what's right and what's wrong to do.
Definitely have a duty here. I know of someone, though, it wasn't a parental thing, but they saw someone stopped in traffic at the Ormo Bridge lights, and they saw them chuck, I think it was like a can out the window, like a can that had been finished, and this friend of mine actually got the can and posted it back through the window of the car. Now, I don't know if I would do that, because I'm not sure I'd like the reaction, but no. You know, there is the sense that people are incredibly frustrated at, and it is a minority of people, I do think.
I don't know, because there's so much of it everywhere, and the city centre doesn't seem that bad. They just go further out. Anyway, I'm on a rant now. Anyway, Fionnuala Meredith, thank you very much. Newton Emerson, thank you.